USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deal or no deal? It appears the answer is the latter. As President Trump has left Vietnam ahead of schedule after he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were unable to produce any significant agreement during their second summit, leading to a cancellation of a second meeting and what had been expected to be an agreement signing event, the president says.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
But the president says his relationship with the North Korean leader remains good.
Mike will be speaking with his people.
Referring there to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the U.S. House is sending a bill to expand gun background checks to the Senate, the first time in a generation any gun control measure has cleared the House, but it's unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
My loyalty to Mr. Trump has cost me everything.
That's President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who claimed in testimony to a House committee yesterday that Trump is a racist, a con man, and a cheat, saying he regrets having worked for him. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green says,
"The Democrats' witness to testify before Congress today is none other than a scorned man who's going to prison for lying to Congress, and he's the star witness."
President Trump telling reporters before leaving Vietnam he saw a little bit of the testimony.
"I was impressed with the fact that because the most important question up there was the one on collusion, and he said he saw no collusion. So we'll see what happens, but it was pretty shameful, I think."
Former Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's ruled out running for the U.S. Senate in 2020, which leaves open the possibility that O'Rourke will run for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Persistent flooding in the Pacific Northwest. An update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California and Oregon are suffering from flooding after torrential rainfall has soaked the region. The rising Russian River has turned the community of Guerneville into an island. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan in Sonoma County.
The Russian River is rising so fast you can practically watch it creep over the pavement, submerging lane lines on the main road in and out of the town of Guerneville, which is now isolated.
According to authorities, only half of the 4,000 people ordered to evacuate have done so. Farther north in southern Oregon, Coastal Highway 101 has been closed due to too much flooding. Water-soaked earth beneath the highway caused it to crack and slide down toward the ocean. The damage is just north of the town of Brookings.
Oklahoma residents will be allowed to carry a gun without a permit come the 1st of November. Governor Kevin Stitt signing off on that measure last night. It applies to residents ages 21 and up, and also reserve military members ages 18 and older. And we're getting word that Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee may launch a 2020 presidential campaign as soon as today or tomorrow. Inslee expected to be the first candidate to focus chiefly on the issue of man-made climate change. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.